to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Wednesday, August 15th, 2012 here. Hump day, middle of the weekday. 2 weeks to my birthday. And yes, I was born on the same day as Michael Jackson, which I think seriously discredits the theory of astrology because I can't dance. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in the control room today, twiddling the dials. Whoops, and I did something very wrong here. Please forgive me for that. All right, there we are. We got that turned off. There are way too many buttons in this room. Way too many buttons here. All right, so starting off here, a little bit of good news. Curiosity probe on Mars is getting ready to start the actual roving part of its mission. They've got all the instruments turned on and tested. The cameras are returning some amazing images, much higher resolution, much clearer than any earlier probe, and there's a lot of interesting geology to be looking at. And they're talking about some of these experiments that they're going to do to try and look for chemical indicators that life either does exist or did exist at one time on Mars. And it's rather interesting because, to quote from this one article we just put up at whatreallyhappened.com, it says, Mars has an extremely thin atmosphere, about 1% of Earth's, and lacks a global magnetic field, allowing more radiation to reach its surface and pose a hazard to life. Well, it may be a hazard to life as life evolved here on Earth, but we are all comfortable here on planet Earth because we did evolve here. Now, life on Mars evolved in the Martian environment and presumably would be as well adapted to that environment, thin atmosphere and radiation notwithstanding, as we are adapted to ours. And certainly the extremophiles in our own planet show us that life is capable of incredible resiliency. We know that, for example, on the grounds of the nuclear tests out in Nevada, that despite radiation, there was life continued to evolve there. Insect life, plant life was completely untroubled by the radiation. And we know that there is life, you know, all over this world in very, very inhospitable climates. So I think we need to abandon our Earth chauvinism in order to objectively evaluate what we find on Mars. And NASA has done this before, where they apply their Earth biases to the data coming in from the probes. You know, a good example being that they just assumed there couldn't be water on the moon. And they actually discarded evidence for water on the moon in the Apollo moon rocks on that. Just assumed it was a lead contaminant. Now we know from other missions that, in fact, there is water there. So we have to stop looking at the universe through Earth-colored glasses. And we may be about to see some more surprises once we're willing to be a little bit more honest and objective about what we're seeing there. I think the same thing is true about this revelation that there are actually multiple roots of the human population from different intelligent hominids. This desire to find a single common source of all mankind, that's right out of biblical mythology. It's like this search for the Higgs boson to tie science to religious myth, and it turns out not to be true. And the reality is quite a bit different here. All righty, so getting on to some more serious things. We're going to be talking about Syria, going to be talking about the economy, going to be talking about Facebook during the show. Again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And a reminder that on next Monday, Dr. Gilbert Levin, who was the scientist who designed the labeled release experiment on the Viking missions back in 1976, will be on our show, talking about how long it's been waiting for some vindication about the results that they got there. All righty, so we're going to take a break for commercials, and we will be back after these words from our sponsors with all kinds of interesting things to share with you. We'll be right back.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to start off the serious news here with what's going on over in Syria. There is a nun who's been the superior at the Syrian monastery for the past 18 years, and she's gone public a video warning that the corporate media coverage of the situation in Syria has been partial and untrue. She's being very delicate there. And she says it's an outright fake. And this is Mother Agnes Miriam, and says the corporate media is hiding these atrocities being committed in the name of liberty and democracy, and goes basically say this Free Syrian Army, these hired mercenaries, are killing Christians and burning churches. And these are the people, Al-Qaeda, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, that the U.S. is supporting. We've always been at war with East Asia. Now, the reality is that the Syrian government currently has a great deal of international support once you get away from all the bribed votes over there to the nations. And these other governments around the world recognize this is not democracy, this is not a popular uprising, this is another illegal attack by Israel and the United States against one of Israel's enemies. And so the reality is that the support for this is just collapsing completely. And as I've mentioned before, the danger here for the United States and Israel, if Assad hangs on to power, if he drives out the hired mercenaries, then this very important critical stepping stone to a war in Iran remains intact. It's going to be a major problem because Israel does not want to attack Iran if Syria is able to join with Iran in a counterattack or a retaliation, or even to allow Iranian air force to overfly Syria to get to Israel. So it's a very difficult situation. We're probably going to see the declaration of a no-fly zone, more overt support for the rebels, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more. They can't lose this one, but if they do, it's going to seriously derail the rush to war with Iran. I shouldn't call it a war with Iran. It's an illegal attack. It's an invasion. It's conquest. It's pillage. Now, people are looking more and more at the Sinai as Egypt reasserts its sovereignty over the region. Now, under the Camp David Accord, Egypt's government agreed to sort of pull back and leave that eastern side of Sinai kind of open for Israel to play around in if they wanted to. And now the new government of Egypt under President Morsi is saying, no, that's our territory. That's our land right to that border with Gaza, and we are going to take control of it, and we're going to make all the decisions there. And this is showing a willingness not just by Egypt, but by all these governments in the Middle East to stand up and break free of their Israeli domination. And that's why they've been trying to hijack the Arab Spring and turn it around into a means to covertly reconquer and recolonize and reinstall puppet regimes in all of these countries. And I'll tell you what's going on here. And this is probably one reason Netanyahu is in a panic to just kick off a war with everybody. And even their defense minister is saying when the war starts, Israel will be fighting on multiple fronts, which is a way of basically saying, yeah, they're going to go back into Lebanon to get that Litani River. They're going to capture more of the Syria past the Golan Heights. They're going to go back and try and reoccupy the Sinai. It's going to be a new six-day war. And the reason they're pushing it as hard and as fast as they can is probably best illustrated by a character out of the movie Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. There was this very colorful character in there called Master Blaster, and it was basically this little tiny dwarf who always rode around on the back of this gigantic, big brute who was very stupid but very, very strong and simply did whatever Master told him to do. And that is the perfect metaphor for the United States and Israel. We've got this little, ugly, twisted dwarf called Israel riding on the back of this big, hulking brute called the United States government. Now, in the movie, of course, during the course of the movie, Blaster, the hulking brute, is killed. And at that point, Master has to go back to just being a little tiny dwarf and learn how to get along with all of his friends and neighbors. And that is exactly what's going on here. The United States is on the verge of a collapse and will no longer be available to go out and pound on anybody who dares stand up to Israel. And Israel knows this. And so Netanyahu is trying to get as many wars out of the U.S. government as he can before the whole thing begins to fall apart. Because without the United States of America and its military, Israel will have to face all those nations it has made enemies of all by itself. And the payback will be a bitch. Israel will be forced to use its nuclear weapons, and the political cost of that will be devastating. Because it will prove to the world Israel did have nuclear weapons all along, lied when they shrugged their shoulders and said, hey, what nuclear weapons? And every single nation, including the United States of America, whose taxpayers were looted to send military aid to poor, little, helpless, defenseless Israel, are going to realize they got snookered. Their government sold them out to Israel. Israel didn't need the money. Israel has nuclear weapons. Here in the United States of America, the political ramifications will include the realization by the American taxpayers that our government has been breaking its own laws all along to loot the American people and send the money to Israel. It's a violation of the Symington Amendment to the Foreign Appropriations Act. It's a violation of the Glenn Act. The United States government is banned by law from sending your tax money to any country that has nuclear weapons or nuclear weapons technology that refuses to sign the Non-Proliferation Treaty and submit to inspections. And Israel refuses to sign the treaty. They refuse inspections. And we found out why when the government of South Africa collapsed and documents surfaced proving that Israel had tried to sell a clandestine nuclear weapon to South Africa. And as we can be sure that Israel was not only approaching South Africa with nuclear weapons, there could be all kinds of Israeli nuclear weapons in the hands of very dangerous governments. Although obviously no government is more dangerous with nuclear weapons than the United States of America, because the United States is the only country to have actually used one. Now, Israel tried to shame the United Nations. He tried to back Ban Ki-moon into a corner and try and get him to drop his plans to attend the Non-Aligned Movement Conference in Tehran. And, of course, waving around the anti-Semite card. This is backfiring on Netanyahu, because in order to go out and try and shame Ban Ki-moon into canceling his plans to attend, he leaked information from a private communication between the United Nations and the government of Israel. And this is a diplomatic no-no. Now, if Ban Ki-moon had any gonadal tissue, he would remind Israel publicly that they have never complied with the conditions placed on their UN membership. And so this one definitely has backfired. And for Netanyahu to do something that reckless, that overtly undiplomatic, I think signals a high degree of panic that he knows if he can't get this thing going now, it's not going to happen. When the United States finally collapses, I'm sure Israel will try and come back in and subvert the new government of the United States, just like they did the old government. But that'll take time, especially with a population aware that this has been done and is being done. Now, remember how we've talked about all these phony Nazi groups running around screaming, "I'm a Nazi, be afraid of me," and ADL stands up and says, "Oh, look, there's Nazis. Give us money to protect you from them." There's been another fraud exposed, because a leader of a so-called anti-Semitic party in Hungary was out there railing about the Jews, this and Israel, that and all the rest of it, and some researchers discovered that this guy's actually Jewish himself. And so now he's trying to recover, and the spin is, I didn't know, really. I'm, you know, and he's floundering around. It's another one of these anti-Semitic hoaxes that are the stock and trade of Israel's political machine, if you will. So that's kind of an embarrassing revelation to come at this particular time when people of the world are beginning to understand the scale to which they have been lied to by their governments, their state-controlled schools, and, of course, the corporate media. Speaking of the corporate media, we've been bashing on CNN for quite some time. Excuse me. And CNN, is dealing with this horrible ratings drop because nobody likes to be lied to. Apparently, they're going to start trimming back on news shows, and they're going to start actually producing their own reality programs to air on CNN, which... We all know reality shows aren't really reality. Some of these antiques shows out there, you know, they actually find and buy things to salt where they're going so they can find a treasure, and it's all exciting. It's all manufactured. They try and create drama to keep the shows going. And they're not real. A good friend of mine in Hollywood knows the producer of this whole Housewives of series franchise. They're even bringing one out here in Honolulu, and you know, it's spoiled rich women on display, and I don't understand why anybody actually watches these things. Maybe women watch the shows and it's wishful thinking. Oh, I wish I had that kind of money. Oh, I wish I had that kind of a lifestyle. So it's sort of a modern revival of the Busby Berkeley formula, and apparently the networks love reality shows. They're very inexpensive to produce. I tried to propose a reality show called Blogger, and it didn't go anywhere because it was just 30 minutes of me typing on a keyboard, and that really isn't fun to watch at all, so where that one sort of died on the vine here. Anyway, as the media continues to slide in their credibility, more and more people are turning to the internet for their news, and of course, efforts by the corporate media and the government to discredit the internet are continuing to increase, and they're planting all kinds of stuff all over there. You know, chemtrails and HAARP and Bigfoot and all sorts of nonsense. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back talking more about the deteriorating global situation.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Fear and hate will rule them, set the demon to his role. In shackles we will bind them, to the terror they'll be shown. As mindless slaves they will not think, blind eyes they will not see. They'll jail themselves and call the bars Homeland Security.
And hello, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, the situation over in Europe is heading for a crash, so is the United States. It's unavoidable at this point. And the ramifications go far beyond you merely losing your home and your business and all of your savings and so forth and so on. We'll be getting into that a little later in the show. Obviously, this is an issue for Russia, which has, since the creation of the new Russian Republic, they have involved their economy in the Eurozone. They are the Eurozone's largest supplier of natural gas, and they have all kinds of investments in Europe. And as this private central banking model lurches on to its ultimate demise, this is a strategic threat to Russia. And so, obviously, this is going to increase the pressure for a confrontation between Russia and the West, and it's not over territory. It's not even over Iran. It is the idea that in allowing itself to get lured into the global financial system, Russia has placed itself at risk. They're very, very concerned they're not going to get paid anymore for their natural gas exports. They're very concerned they're not going to get their holdings that are in the European banks back. And so Russia is very, very concerned. And I would not be surprised to see Russia start to very quietly, because they don't want to trigger a panic, but start to extract itself from the American and European financial systems the way China has already started to do. But the reality is the money junkies here in the United States of America and in Europe pose a serious threat to Russia's strategic national interests. And that that will probably have some ramifications down the road as well. And Russia is right. They relied on trust, you know, the unbreakable United States economy, the unbreakable Eurozone, and it's all falling apart here because of that 11th marble. Now, we are looking right now at the 10-year anniversary of the so-called security wall that Israel built way into Palestinian land. And they wove it around to basically grab the best farmlands and water supplies to themselves and wall the Palestinian way from their own farmlands and their own homes. It's been 10 years now. And the wall has not been shown to do anything other than to further dispossess the Palestinians of their lands and resources. And by the way, right now in Israel, it's a huge status symbol to go over to the Palestinian lands to uproot one of their really old olive trees and truck it back to Israel and plant it as a decoration. It's like a trophy. Yes, we got the land away from them. I have the tree to prove it. Now, speaking of Israel and Palestine, somebody sent me an image of a Palestinian coin dated 1927. And I decided to add it to my webpage, History of Palestine. I'm sorry, Israel and Palestine, the maps tell the true story. And while I was in there, I noticed that YouTube had taken down a documentary on the history of Palestine for a violation of the terms of service. And I published this thing on whatreallyhappened.com, including the text of the narration. And there's nothing in there that violates YouTube's terms of service. There's a lot in there that is obviously politically embarrassing to Israel, because Israel's claim to the land is there was nobody there. They just moved into this empty spot and took it over and improved it. And their whole political push has been that never was a Palestine. There was no such thing as Palestinians. It's a made-up word, you know, for a bunch of malcontents to oppose the government of Israel. And there are a lot of historical references to Palestine, and we've collected them together in that page. And YouTube took this video down. Now, fortunately, I had a local copy as a QuickTime file, if anybody's really interested. But the text from that documentary is right there for everybody to read, and you can see for yourself. All it is a list of historical references of ancient writings that talk about Palestine and the Palestinians. And so YouTube has definitely gone down the dark side. They're starting to delete videos purely on the basis of questioning Israel's political claims. Now, Israel have made an announcement. As you know, they're going back and forth and back and forth about, you know, this war, and their government of Israel's trying to reassure their own people that this is going to work out. It'll be okay. You know, we got all this cash buildup we got from the Americans. We'll cover the economic slump. It's all going to be really good. Then maybe only 300 people will be killed. And so now the outgoing home front defense minister of Israel basically made a statement saying that Israel is ready for a 30-day war following the Iran strike. Now, this is going to go on for a lot longer than 30 days. Remember when they said, oh, we'll be in and out of Iraq, we'll be in and out of Afghanistan, and it's still going on. Basically, Israel's plan is that after 30 days, the Americans are going to take over. Or Israel will tell the world who really did 9/11. And again, this article specifically talks about the multiple fronts that Israel is planning to fight during those 30 days. Grabbing more of Lebanon, grabbing more of Syria, grabbing more of the Sinai. They're just going to go in all directions and hope nobody will notice, because everybody's watching the fireworks over Tehran. I'm going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and sticked a bone a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned a fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, there's an interesting article, and again, it's posted on reallyhappened.com, or it's linked on whatreallyhappened.com, and you can follow it to the original article. And it's basically regarding the revelation that Barry Chamish, who is an incredibly zealous pro-Zionist Israel supporter, pro-greater Israel, pro-settler, I mean, just completely gone. And apparently, in an article that he wrote recently trying to attack Christopher Ballin's article on solving 9/11, he sort of admitted that Ballin is basically right, that Israel was tangled up with 9/11, which is, for anybody paying attention, that's not big news, but it's kind of interesting that already Israel supporters are starting to hem and haw and say, oh, yeah, you know, we were so clever. What are you going to do about it anyway? Now, we reported earlier on this these whistleblowers coming forward from the Boston airport from within the TSA itself. Got to give them an attaboy for this one, where they came out and basically said that the enhanced security searches were racially biased, that they were going toward black, Hispanic, and anybody that looked like they were Arab. Dark-skinned people were being selectively picked out for these enhanced security examinations. Now it's coming out, of course, that Logan International security procedures are modeled on and trained by Israel and their policies at their own airport. And Israel's policies are blatantly racist. So the more and more we are allowing Israel to train our security apparatus and our police, the more and more they're going to be discriminating against people who don't look Israeli or white. We're all becoming Palestinians here. Now, another very worrying sign, and this gets back to what I was talking about on how the economic disaster, the predations of the private central banks are a threat to Russia's national interests. Apparently, there's now a report that a Russian nuclear attack submarine armed with long-range cruise missiles succeeded in basically sailing around the Gulf of Mexico for several weeks. And nobody in the United States military knew about it until after it was gone. And this is only the second time since 2009 that a Russian attack sub has gotten so close or chosen to come so close to the U.S. shores. It's a very subtle warning. And this was happening at the same time those Russian strategic bombers were flying into U.S. military airspace near Alaska and California, June and July. And it basically shows Russia is carrying out what are called freedom and navigation exercises to basically establish where and when they can go. They're sending a not too subtle warning that U.S. and Israeli invasions of nations important to Russia's financial and strategic well-being are not going to be tolerated. They're trying to draw a line in the sand and get everybody to cool down from all of this invasion and overthrow and we're going to shove democracy down your throat at the point of a bayonet thinking. Now, maybe the reason the Navy missed this is illustrated by the story that came in just before we went to air about Navy Commander Michael P. Ward II, who was having an affair with a 23-year-old woman, and he tried to phone death to get out of the affair. And this has caused him to be relieved of his duties as the commanding officer of the USS Pittsburgh. So remember, the U.S. Navy, a global force for good. And what should be worrying all of us is these are the people who are being given the keys to the nuclear missiles. And I know the USS Pittsburgh is not an SSBN. It's a Type 688E. Fast attack submarine, but it does have vertical launch tubes that will carry the cruise missiles can carry nuclear warheads. It's like that incident they had there over by the Straits of Hormuz, where somebody steered a guided missile destroyer right into the path of an oncoming oil tanker, apparently not understanding that oil tankers don't have very good brakes. All right, I want to talk a little bit about the upcoming Republican National Convention. It's a study in foregone conclusions, and apparently the Republicans have succeeded in derailing the third state whose delegation were made up of Ron Paul supporters. This is up in Massachusetts, which, yes, that's Mitt Romney's home turf. He's got the home court advantage, and apparently the state Republican committee simply decertified the delegates who had actually achieved their positions by following the rules. They were voted into those positions. And the state Republican committee is simply appointing a whole new slate of delegates, all of whom are Mitt Romney supporters. Now, Ron Paul needed a plurality of delegates in five states to be put on the ballot for nomination for president. He had seven states. And the Republican National Committee and the state committees have been picking them off one by one, up in Maine, down in Louisiana, now in Massachusetts. So now they're down to just four. They don't have to pay any attention to Ron Paul. I'm sure they're celebrating and popping champagne corks and smoking really big, thick cigars right now. But here's what happened. Ron Paul and his supporters played by the rules. And at every step, the GOP leadership broke their own rules and more than a few laws to stop him. And the lesson for the American voter is very, very clear. The GOP leadership, and I'm not saying the Democrats aren't doing exactly the same thing, they probably are, but the leadership of these parties are not interested in what the party members actually want. They will decide for you who the candidate is, and you will take your pick of which Wall Street and Israeli puppet gets the Oval Office. Now, the GOP has destroyed their own credibility with the voters. The vote fraud, the manipulation, the machine politics has never been this obvious. And they're destroying their own credibility with their party members and with the voters. And they have handed Obama his second term, even before Paul Ryan. And they know they've done this, and they know the Republican Party members, the Republican voters, know this. And that's why they've got machine guns protecting this convention. They know there are probably going to be problems and protests. They may try and stage one in order to justify a crackdown and say, oh, nobody's allowed to come within five blocks of the convention. In fact, that somebody was wavering around this thing where the Black Panthers are saying, we're going to come and put our boots on your throats and everything. And that's complete and utter nonsense. It's obviously agent provocateurs. Meanwhile, I imagine Rand Paul has to be feeling a little bit silly right now because he was sucking up to Mitt Romney and he was out there making speeches supporting Romney and all of Romney's policies and, you know, very often at odds with his own father. And Mitt Romney was not shy about using the fact that Ron Paul's son was out there speaking against the things that Ron Paul seemed to want. And I think Rand Paul was thinking there was a chance he was going to be on the vice presidential list, and now he's not. He's got to be feeling like a jilted date. He's left all alone at the prom. And I imagine he's feeling a little bit foolish right now. And he may not be holding public office much longer because he's seen now as part of Mitt Romney's machine. He's seen as a man who turned on his own father. Man without any principles like Mitt Romney, he says whatever he thinks the current audience wants to hear, or whoever the people with power and money want to hear. Speaking of money, it's rather amazing that the corporate media has not even touched, not even mentioned, the question over the donations that Mitt Romney received while he was touring Israel. It is illegal to accept foreign donations for an American political campaign. Other politicians have done it. But in this case, it's a major amount of money. And the reason it's against the law to accept foreign donations for American political campaigns is simply to try and limit foreign influence in America's political affairs. Hasn't worked out too well. But that's the purpose for it. Now, apparently, Mitt Romney and his legal team thought that the Citizens United decision allowing corporations unlimited donations to influence politics meant that any corporation anywhere on planet Earth could donate money to Mitt Romney. And so probably all of these donations, it's estimated that 90% of the donations that Mitt Romney received in Israel are from people who are not American citizens. And they probably came through some kind of a corporate shell or corporate structure. And Mitt Romney seems to have felt that was okay. But the United States Supreme Court last January ruled that Citizens United does not allow foreign corporations to donate to American political campaigns. So Mitt Romney has just taken a lot of illegal campaign donations from a foreign nation. And it is amazing that the American corporate media won't even touch this story. You know, CNN says, we're too busy to report the news. We're starting our new season of reality shows. Now, Paul Ryan is out there speechifying for the Mitt Romney campaign. And he's basically out there addressing the issue of the tax loopholes, which is a big sticking point for a lot of people. And they've been promising we're going to close some of these tax loopholes for the rich. But they're not going to say which loopholes they're going to deal with until after they're elected. Trust us, we've got a plan. Remember when Richard Nixon was campaigning and he had his secret plan to end the war in Vietnam? We've seen this before with presidential campaigns. I have a plan on how to solve X. I can't tell you what it is until after I'm elected. Just Just trust us. Remember when Nancy Pelosi was saying we had to pass TARP in order to fully understand what was in it? Just trust us. Trust us. We're going into the November election voting for the lesser of two evils, which is still going to be evil. And in my opinion, it is a stupid way to run a nation. And it is for that reason that since Ron Paul is not going to be on the ballot, I'm not bothering to show up and vote. And according to an online poll we ran at whatreallyhappened.com, a large portion of Republicans feel exactly the same way. If the Republican Party does not want to give us the candidate that we want, then we're not going to support the Republican Party. I'm going to continue to call myself a paleocon, but I'm never going to identify myself as a Republican any longer. I don't know what I am in terms of party affiliation. You know, none of the above. That's my party affiliation. What party are you in? None of the above. I'm a paleocon, but the GOP leadership has just sent this unequivocal message to you, the Republican Party members. You don't count. What you want doesn't matter. What do you think this is, a democracy? You'll take the candidate we give you and you will like it. Now, getting back to the situation with Israel, there was an article that came out the other day, Israel to demand guarantee Obama will attack Iran. And they're now saying basically maybe Israel's not going to attack Iran imminently. And what Israel is saying is if the United States will publicly commit to a military attack against Iran in a speech to the next UN General Assembly meeting in the fall, then Israel won't attack Iran before the November election. Because, you know, Mitt Romney is out there saying, yeah, we're going to bomb Iran. As soon as I'm president, it'll be going. And obviously this is drawing Israeli money and Jewish votes to the Mitt Romney campaign. And perhaps not too surprisingly, Obama is going to commit to an attack on Iran by June of 2013, after the election is over. So again, it's another reason not to bother voting in November, because it doesn't matter who you elect, your children will be thrown onto the bayonets of the Iranian military forces in order to please Israel. Both candidates are desperate for Israel's support to get the White House. They don't care what you think, because vote fraud has completely circumvented anything you might want. That's the reason the government doesn't listen to you, and that's why the party leadership doesn't listen to you. You're completely bypassed. All they care about is pleasing that foreign government, which is, by the way, the reason George Washington, in his farewell address, he warned against these foreign entanglements, and he was absolutely right. Meanwhile, taxpayers are now funding almost a $500,000 pay for collectors to chase down delinquent student loans. You would think that maybe the loan provider, the banks, the mortgage companies, would have been out there saying, yeah, we got to send out collectors. Mm-mm, this is all being covered by the taxpayer. And they get bonuses for getting people to pay up. It's a new big business, chasing down money for the money junkies. It's the only part of the economy that's really booming, right next to public relations, which is paid lying. Now, by the way, for you metals investors, a little word of caution. There are some counterfeit Engelhard 1 ounce silver prospector rounds are starting to show up at the various shows and places where metal is being brokered back and forth. And it is a big problem, because we're not really sure where the legality is of counterfeiting these coins. Under U.S. law, it's counterfeiting only if they're counterfeiting the legal U.S. tender. One thing that you want to look for when you're buying these Engelhard rounds, if they have a mirror finish, they are probably fake. They're very good fakes. You know, they're only a half gram lighter than the real coins. They're an alloy of copper, zinc, and a little tiny bit of nickel, and then it's simply silver plated. And you have to keep an eye out for that. Now, the U.S. government isn't going to do a thing about these any more than they did a thing about the tungsten cord gold bars, because the U.S. government and the banks want you to stay in the stock market and in the banks. They don't want you to think that metals are a good investment and pull your money out of the banks and the stock market and start buying silver and gold coins. So they're really happy with counterfeits floating around in order to destroy the credibility of an alternative system of preserving your money. And meanwhile, of course, they went out to the Liberty Dollar Company and slammed them for producing real silver and gold coins. So, real silver money, that's illegal. Fake silver coins, eh, that's okay. It's going to help the banks in the long run. The price of ground beef has hit a record high in the United States of America. So it's getting much more expensive to get that. But they do have a lot of ground-up mad cows they'll sell you real cheap at a discounted price. So not to worry too much about that. The Securities and Exchange Commission has penalized Wells Fargo for not disclosing investment risks associated with the mortgage-backed securities. They're looking at a $6.5 million fine, which is nothing when you realize that the mortgage-backed security fraud cost the American taxpayer almost $100 trillion in added debt and outright expenditures. $6.5 million, that's nothing. It's pennies to these guys. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Leroy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine, it happens far too often. Rich man turns away.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Talking about the economic news out there. Now, the city of Syracuse is in financial trouble, as are so many other cities across the United States of America. And they're starting to talk about bankruptcy, and it's going back and forth. Oh, we don't need to do that yet. Yeah, you're going to be there eventually. You might as well start now. And they've been freezing wages and reducing staff on fire and police departments. And by the way, if you want to know why there's all these wildfires all across America, it's got nothing to do with global warming. It has to do with the fact that funds for clearing away all this accumulated dead brush have been cut. The reason for the drought is the irrigation system has been in decay for decades. The country is going back to being a wilderness, and it's behaving like a wilderness with wildfires and floods and landslides and all of that stuff that used to be held in abeyance by our national infrastructure. But the national infrastructure is crumbling because all of the tax money that was supposed to go to take care of the infrastructure has been spent on Wall Street and wars on Israel's enemies and on Israel itself. Our nation has been strip mined with the connivance of the United States federal government here. And so basically, over in Syracuse, they're blaming skyrocketing pension and health care costs as the reason the city budget is in such trouble, along with obviously dwindling tax revenues. But the reason pension costs and health care costs are skyrocketing, not just in Syracuse but across America, is because the Wall Street ratings agencies rated those mortgage-backed securities as AAA, legal for pension funds and governments to invest in. So the pension funds were defunded when the mortgage-backed security fraud collapsed. And the same thing with funds that were set up to help grow money for medical costs. And so the Syracuse government is pussying out. I know I'm going to get an email on that one. And they're going to blame the pensioners and the ill people. And it isn't their fault. Wall Street pulled off what is now known as the second largest financial fraud in all of history, behind LIBOR. The ratings agencies pulled all these pension plans and medical care funds. Yeah, you can invest in this. These are AAA. They're absolute guaranteed. And it all fell apart. And nobody wants to man up and say that's the real reason for that. Now, getting back to the mortgage-backed security fraud, according to Chris Whalen, Bank of America and Merrill Lynch are looking at $30 billion, more than $30 billion, of litigation exposure for the mortgage-backed security fraud all by themselves. And these are huge numbers because, remember, these banks are so over-leveraged that just a single percentage point, 3 to 5% drop in their assets, and they're instantly insolvent. We'll be back after station identification.
Are you a